Investors are hoping today will not be like yesterday on Wall Street, a huge sell-off in the stock market. The Dow down more than 300 points yesterday. The Nasdaq slipped 3%, its worst day since August. Falling commodity prices are partly to blame. Global demand is way down for commodities like iron ore and copper. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal joins us from New York. And Jason, what's going on this week in the markets? What is this all about? Because we had a lot of volatility, but then it kind of calmed down.
Right. Well, Jeremy, markets are in just this fragile mood right now. And it really has to do with these recent sessions of worries over slowing growth, as you mentioned. And also now we've got questions over the Federal Reserve's plan for raising interest rates. We've got that hitting the markets again. And yet data released on Monday that showed that China's industrial profits suffered their biggest drop since October 2011 during the month of August. And that's really sparked fresh worries over future demand for commodities from, you know, we've got the world's second largest economy. Yeah. And what happens there is having a huge impact.
You know, it's interesting you bring up the concern over what the Federal Reserve is going to do. It seems like investors are mad if the Federal Reserve is going to raise interest rates too fast. And they're also mad when the Federal Reserve says, actually, we're not going to do it until later. I don't know what will make them happy. But let me ask you about another interesting thing in the markets here. 30% drop yesterday in shares of the Swiss mining company Glencore, and a British financial services firm that holds shares in Glencore said the company was facing a quasi-Lehman moment, comparing it to the moment that Lehman Brothers collapsed and caused a big problem in the economy. Tell us what's going on with Glencore.
Oh, yes, indeed. Those are fighting words coming from an analyst. So you've got the Swiss commodities giant taking, you know, big hits from that wider downturn in commodity markets, copper, aluminum, nickel, all down more than 25% compared to a year ago. And analysts keep saying, you know, the weakness in commodity prices is likely to continue. But what the other problem they've got is that they've and the reason they've lost three quarters of their stock value this year are concerns about the company's ability to deliver on promises to reduce its $30 billion in debt. And that has to do with the business model, because they also have a trading division that buys and sells commodities. And that was supposed to help out because of the volatility of commodities markets. Well, in order to play that game, you've got to have a lot. You have to put a lot of money in there, and they have accrued huge debt. And so that Lehman reference has to do with, can they pay that debt back ever? So investors are very alarmed.
As I was filling up my car with gas yesterday, I was wondering, are there winners in low commodity prices, like people who might be spending less money on gasoline at the pump? But who are the winners?
Winners besides you and others who are enjoying these low gas prices. Well, you know what? Who's a winner right now is China, you know, the big consumer of or what had been this giant consumer of commodities. You know, the lower prices for oil and other commodities have been actually a real windfall for them, saving them as much as $250 billion. And they're actually stepping up purchases of discount oil, copper, iron ore, because they've got huge reserves of cash and they're seeing, hey, this stuff's really cheap right now. Let's just buy up as much as we can.
Well, and actually some people even in this country have been saying exactly that. They've been saying, look, buy now, build infrastructure while the prices are cheap. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal, thank you so much as always.
You bet.